sort of funny. I only started trying to learn about extensions a couple of months ago, and there are thousands of them. But my biggest challenge was I'd ask people around and nobody could come up with any decent ones. So, but I did find one that I really like. I mean, like I say, there are thousands of extensions. And first off, you know, they're called extensions in Chrome and Edge. They're called add-ons in Internet Explorer and Firefox. But they're essentially, you know, small programs that are added on that just sort of do one or two things, hopefully well. I think extensions are most used for things like blocking ads. Web developers use them, customizing the visuals of web pages, and a few other things. Grammarly also is a very popular one amongst sighted students. It's completely inaccessible, however, if you're a screen reader user. So I'm going to open Chrome now.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, Edge, 7 of 41, to move to .g, Google Chrome, enter, new tab, dash, Google Chrome.
So first off, I'm going to show you how you would load this extension. And I'm simply going to do a search for ad block for YouTube, Chrome Store.
A-D-B-L-O-C-K space F-O-R space Y-O-U-T-U-B-E space C-H-R-O-M-E space S-T-O-R-E, enter, ad block for YouTube, Chrome Store, dash, Google Store, ad block. Accessibility links heading level 1, search results heading adblock for YouTube trademark dash Google Chrome visited heading level 3 link.
So that's my link.
Enter. Adblock for YouTube Chrome Store dash Google search dash Google Chrome about Chrome Web Store page has 2 regions. 3.
I'll go to the top of the page.
Overview heading level 2. Additional information heading level 2. No more headings at level 1. Adblock for YouTube trademark heading level 1.
I'm in the Chrome Store and I'll just down arrow here and for this extension and we'll hear what information is under here.
Offered by colon ad remover. Link category colon productivity. 6 million plus users. Add to Chrome button.
And there's just the add to Chrome button. This is very fast. I'll space bar.
Space. Add quote ad block for YouTube trademark quote. Add quote ad block for YouTube trademark quote. Dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
I'll tab 2.
Add extension button to activate. Press space bar.
And I'll space bar that.
Space. Ad block for YouTube trademark dash Chrome Web Store dash Google. Alert. Ad block for YouTube trademark has been added to Chrome. Ad block for YouTube trademark has been added to Chrome.
And that has been added. And it's also automatically activated. I'm going to open a new tab.
Control T. New tab dash Google Chrome. Address and search bar.
I'm going to open YouTube.
Why? YouTube.com. Press tab to enter. Selected. YouTube.com. YouTube.com. YouTube dash Google Chrome. YouTube. YouTube.
When I did the immersive reader thing, I gave you a before and after little test. I will not subject you to the before test. Suffice to say, I went and with it deactivated, I searched for Stevie Wonder, Superstition, this morning. And with my clock watch, my stopwatch set, when I opened it without this ad blocker thing, I counted up and it was between 2 and 2.5 minutes of ads. And that's what you'd get if I didn't do what I just did. So I'm going to get into the edit box.
Search edit. Enter. Banner region. Search region.
And I'll just type in Stevie Wonder.
S-T-E-V-I-E O-N-D-E-R. Enter. Stevie Wonder dash YouTube dash Google escape.
And I'll hit H to get to Superstition.
Set up your Echo Show heading level 3 mix dash Stevie Wonder heading left Stevie Wonder Superstition by Lizard Germain 10 years ago.
And I'll hit enter.
Enter. Stevie Wonder Superstition by Lizard Germain 10 years ago, 4 minutes, 28 seconds, 136,297. Stevie Wonder Superstition dash YouTube dash off. Alt F4.
Okay.
Folder view.
And there you are. It works consistently all the time, except for one thing that I have to say. You have to go into YouTube from Google Chrome. So this unfortunately will not work if you sort of open a desktop shortcut or open a link on in an email or something like that. You have to first go into Google Chrome, hit Y like I did for YouTube on a new tab, and then do your search. But it will work every time. So that's my favorite extension of about the two or three that I use. I don't use very many at all.
Okay, well, I haven't tried that one myself, but my favorite extension of all time, and I get it for every browser I can, uBlock Origin.
Yeah, that's a very common one folks use for blocking ads, like you say.
David, is that Y-O-U or just U?
For U-block? It's U-B-L-O-C-K, uBlock.
And my question to you, David Kingsbury, is not that I can't imagine ever wanting to do this, but if you decide you really want to see those ads, can you reverse that ad block?
Yeah, so let me show you how once you've added extension in Chrome, I'll go to where we find the Chrome settings.
How do you find out about these extensions? Is there a place where you can browse to just look what's out there?
Yeah, there are plenty of websites and you can read through these things. You know, I Googled top 10 extensions or this or that and went down through the list and was incredibly underwhelmed by the relevance, usefulness, and of anything. So just on some lists, you know, some JAWS lists and stuff, I just put out the question, do you know any decent extensions? And things like uBlock came up, the read aloud maybe, or, you know, I think I sort of discovered these sort of by accident, but there aren't very many. I think there are also some useful ones for low vision, for color contrast, things like that. But there are thousands out there, but very, very few of any usefulness as far as I can tell now. Let me show you all where we find extensions.
Windows D, documents, G. Windows M, G, Google Wave, G, Google Chrome, for enter. New tab, dash, Google Chrome, address and search bar, edit, type and text, escape.
So if you want to, manage the extensions that you have loaded, you know, either deactivate them or remove them or something, and use Alt-F.
Alt-F, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, new tab, control plus T, 1 of 19, T.
I could hit L to get to the more tools, but I'll up arrow to it instead, just so you hear it.
Exit, night, help, sub, settings, paste, can, copy, can, cut, can, more tools, sub menu, 13 of 19, L.
And again, I could have hit Alt and F, and then L to get in there quickly. I'll hit enter to open the sub
menu. Enter, more tools menu, save page as, control.
And now I'll down arrow to extensions.
Clear browsing date, extensions, 3 of 5, E.
Hit enter.
Enter, leaving menus, new tab, dash, Google Chrome, address and search bar, edit, Chrome, colon, /, extend, escape, virtual, P.
Stuck in a search box. And now if I hit H for heading, each of my installed extensions are there. So I'll hit H for heading.
Ad block for YouTube trademark heading level 3.
Okay, and I'll down arrow, we'll see what's underneath the heading.
5.0.9. Remove ads from YouTube trademark.
Just a description.
ID colon metion nicknomok. Inspect views. Link background page. Details button. Remove button.
So there's a remove button. So you can easily get rid of them if you don't want them. And I'll down arrow.
Extension enabled toggle button pressed.
And it says extension enabled toggle pressed. So if I want to keep it, but I want to disable it, I'll just spacebar.
Space, extensions, dash, Google Chrome, extension, enable, toggle button, to toggle the state, press spacebar.
And if I want to reactivate it.
Space, toggle button, pressed, extension, enabled.
Okay, and that's where you go. And if I kept hitting H for heading, then my next installed one would be there with the same stuff underneath it. So again, that was Alt-F to get to the menus. L to get to the more tools, submenu, down arrow to extensions, and then they were there under each of those various headings.
You're talking about Edge. How well does Edge handle combo boxes compared to Chrome?
I assume fine, but you know, every web page has its quirks. So no better or no worse.
I don't think it's going to be any different than Chrome. However, I could tell you not all combo boxes are created equal. In fact, there's a new form of combo boxes out there that actually do not just go up and down like the old style. You actually kind of have to navigate across the combo box, and that sometimes does not work well. But there are definitely some that do present some accessibility challenges, not impossibilities, but challenges. But I don't think that the difference between Edge and Chrome makes a difference. I think it's the way the website developer actually implements them.
By the way, let me tell you, I discovered a very nice little keystroke in Zoom. You know, if you're having trouble finding you have to be in your Zoom window to do Alt-A and all of that, but Control-Shift-Alt will quickly get you back to the meeting window. And so then you can do what you need to do, because, you know, often you're having trouble Alt-Tabbing between stuff. So I'll go back there right now.
Meeting controls.
And I will turn off my screen share.
Alert.
Am I correct in assuming that when Windows Update does its updates, that if you don't have the new Chromium Edge, it does not install it automatically?
I don't think that's true because I don't remember ever installing it, but I'm running the latest version, so it must have happened automatically. I just looked for Edge. I just hit the Windows key to bring up the edit box and then typed Edge and it went right to it.
I'll try it, but it did not show up in my updated Windows.
Amy, I just took a look at this laptop that I'm using for the meeting, and oddly enough, you're right, mine did not get updated, so.
No.
I think the Windows updates are kind of done on a rolling basis, so you may not get that Edge, but you can always go to the Microsoft site and get the latest version if you want to. I actually did that about a month ago. You know, once you get it, it won't roll back to the old one, but if you don't go and get it, it may not do it for you.